Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. In Transition is sponsored by the After Eight Jazz Club, Ottawa's number one live jazz venue, located at 101 Spark Street. Now, on to the jazz menu for this afternoon. We've got some music from Oscar Peterson, the Buddy Rich Tribute Band, Lambert Hendricks and Ross, Tommy Flanagan, and a whole lot more. We're going to start off with an album from sax man Ernie Watts, and this was recorded in 1994. Name of the album is Reaching Up, and we're going to listen to a wonderful tune called Sweet Solitude. That was a beautiful piece from sax player Ernie Watts and a song called Sweet Solitude, featuring Jack Desjardins on drums, Charles Fambro on bass, Mulgrew Miller on piano, and although not featured on this last number, Arturo Sandoval is featured on trumpet throughout this wonderful recording. Last night I was watching TV, and I came across a movie called Two for the Road that featured Albert Finney and the great Audrey Hepburn. And the person who wrote the soundtrack, which was a wonderful soundtrack for that movie, was the great Henry Mancini. And what I'd like to do for you now is to play for you a nice version of Two for the Road, performed by Dave Grusin off his album entitled Two for the Road on the GRP label. That was music from sax man, I believe he plays alto sax, Arthur Blythe, from his album Hypnotism. And we heard Dance Bonita Dance, and that was an album recorded originally on the Enja label. I'd like to go way back now to 1936 and listen to one of my favorite drummers, Gene Krupa. He had a great band back then, which featured Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Benny Goodman on clarinet, Chu Berry on tenor sax, Jess Stacy on piano, Alan Roos on guitar, and Israel Crosby on bass. And this is from February 29th, and it features Helen Ward on vocals. And I was in touch with Helen a while back, and I believe she's still living on the East Coast in the Carolinas, if I'm not mistaken. But she's featured on this vocal from February 29th, 1936, and the song is Mutiny in the Parlor.
People saying about the After Eight Jazz Club?
The quality of jazz is amazing. I couldn't believe I could see groups from places like New York right here in Ottawa.
I didn't realize that they had a full menu and it's available until 10:30, and their desserts are to die for.
The cover was only $5, and if we get there before 8, there is no cover. Imagine that. No cover before 8 at the After Eight.
Nothing compares to that live experience. Join us at Ottawa's premier jazz club, the After Eight, 101 Sparks Street. Call for entertainment updates at 237-JAZZ. That's 237-5200.
$37,000. All 250 volunteers and staff members at CHUO thank you for helping us raise almost twice as much as we did last year. But now you have to back up your effort. Our fiscal year ends April 30th, and we need you to honor your pledge. You can always drop by weekdays from 10 to 7 p.m. We're located in the Skywalk between Thompson Residence and Morissette Library on the University of Ottawa campus. Once again, thank you.
We just heard Helen Ward with the Gene Krupa Band from 1936 and a song entitled Mutiny in the Parlor. Well, I've got two passes to give away to the After Eight Jazz Club, and this is the skill testing question. Of course, the number here is 562-5967. First caller through with the right answer. The question is, Buddy Rich played for one of two big bands back in the 40s. And I just want you to give me one of the names of the big bands that he played with. That'll do. If you want to give me both of them, that's fine. But one of the two would be the correct answer. 562-5967. A featured artist on the show today is Joshua Redman. And we're going to be featuring an album that he released in 1996 called Freedom in the Groove. We're going to listen to different selections throughout the show. We're going to start off with composition from the album. This one's called Home Fries. This is music from Joshua Redman on In Transition. We have a winner to the question. I'd like to thank Derek Sheldrake of Ottawa for guessing the correct answer. Actually, there were two answers, Tommy Dorsey or Artie Shaw, what big band did Buddy Rich play for. Let's get back to Joshua Redman now. Thank you.
Súbete al Tren Latino. El Tren Latino arranca cada sábado de 8 a 9 de la tarde, con destino a los mejores sitios del jazz latino y afrocubano. Tito Puente, Ocho Sánchez e Ira Kere, junto con tu maquinista Mike Bongard, son solo algunos de los pasajeros que te van a acompañar durante este viaje de descubrimiento musical. Así que atache tu cinturón, que el tren se pone en marcha. El Tren Latino, cada sábado a las 8 p.m., acá en THO 89.1 FM.
Well, we just heard some music from a very interesting big band known as the Jack Sharp Big Band, recorded live at Ronnie Scott's in London, and we listened to a track called Wait and See. And before that, Joshua Redman from his album Freedom in the Groove, and Home Fries. And we're going to be featuring Joshua's CD throughout the show this afternoon. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to 2 hours of jazz here on CHUO-FM, 89.1 on your FM dial, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa. We're serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings. Right now, I'd like to play for you some music from Oscar Peterson, and these are from sessions done at the Montreux Jazz Festival. And we're going to kick off with an Ernie Wilkins composition. This one's called Dizzy's Business. That was music from Oscar Peterson with a composition from Ernie Wilkins entitled Dizzy's Business. Well, you know, after the great drummer Buddy Rich passed away, another drummer for the band Rush had a great idea. Neil Peart wanted to put together a tribute band in memory of Buddy Rich, and Buddy was one of Neil's great influenced drummers, along with Gene Krupa and a lot of the other great drummers from that period. I'm going to play for you a selection from Volume 1 of Burning for Buddy, a tribute to the music of Buddy Rich. Simon Phillips takes this vehicle out. It's called Dancing Men, and I remember when Buddy Rich did this, and it was quite breathtaking seeing this man in action, and I've seen Buddy on several occasions. We're going to listen to Dancing Men from this album released on the Anthem label. You might want to pick it up. There's actually a Volume 2 out, and I'm hoping that there'll be a Volume 3 release soon, because this is a wonderful, moving tribute to the late great drummer Buddy Rich.
This is Johnny Ajami, your host for Fly By Night, a jazz show that explores the parameters, landscape, texture, and rhythmical mode of jazz music from a perspective that explores musical self-determination. So join us every Monday night on CHUO FM 89.1 from 12 p.m. until 2.
the blows of the guys. Listen to me, baby. You gotta lose those luxury eyes. And when I take you strolling, you won't need no diamonds and rubies and satins and laces to dig the envy on the other faces. Oh, no, sirree. You won't get wealthy on me.
Mama, don't you beg your daddy for no diamond ring.
You're gonna get rhinestone.
Mama, don't you beg your daddy for no diamond ring.
Get some money and you can buy us both a rhinestone.
Baby, you already got best of everything. Well, I've seen you riding around in a brand new car.
Riding some rubber.
Yes, I just got the word. You got a new Thunderbird, baby. I've seen you riding around in a brand new car.
And I don't mean baby.
Well, I got sense enough to know you didn't buy it. Not somewhere sitting on your caviar. Better get up, woman. Get up off your big, fat, rusty, dusty.
I will love you forever.
Hear me talking to you. Get up. Get up, high class mama. For you get too rusty. Oh, we just say you got the best of everything. Uh-huh, pretty baby, you got what it takes to really want to swing. But you're gonna have to lose. You're gonna have to lose that champagne taste. 'Cause I'm so afraid, pretty mama. Baby, you're letting your daddy go to bed. While you're tasting, hey, mama, baby, hey, while you're out there tasting, yes, while you're out there tasting, hey, your daddy's staying home and going to wait. He's going to wait.
What are people saying about the After Eight Jazz Club? The quality of jazz is amazing. I couldn't believe I could see groups from places like New York right here in Ottawa.
I didn't realize that they had a full menu and it's available until 10:30. And their desserts are to die for.
The cover was only $5. And if we get there before 8, there is no cover. Imagine that. No cover before 8 at the After 8.
Nothing compares to that live experience. Join us at Ottawa's premier jazz club, the After 8, 101 Sparks Street. Call for entertainment updates at 237-JAZZ. That's 237-5200.
The journey continues as the Museum of Civilization and the National Arts Center present the sixth season of See and Hear the World. Take an incredible journey with 15 entrancing musical and dance performers from five continents. Burkina Faso, Hungary, Chile, and Hawaii are just a few of the destinations that you can explore through See and Hear the World. Tickets are available at the box offices of the Museum of Civilization and the NAC, or by calling Ticketmaster at 755-1111. For more information or a series brochure, call 776-7181. The journey continues with See and Hear the World.
We just heard music from Lambert Hendrickson Ross with Count Basie and his orchestra. That last track that we heard was called Rusty Dusty Blues. And before that, Dancing Men from the Buddy Rich Tribute Band, featuring Neil Peart and Simon Phillips and a whole lot more. And you might want to pick that one up. It's on the Anthem label. Volume 1 and 2 are now in the stores and they are available. And if you like Buddy Rich and his music, this is a fitting tribute to the memory of this great drummer. Right now, I'd like to play for you some music from Tommy Flanagan, who is indeed a jazz poet, and this is a title that was bestowed upon him by Whitney Balliot, the famous jazz critic. is not likely to use the term loosely because a poet, of course, is a kind of magician, and what Flanagan can do with a piano is almost like magic. From this most intricable of instruments, with which some players try to beat into submission, he draws the most astonishing and irresistibly luminous array of colors and textures, seemingly able to transform everything his fertile mind offers. And we're going to listen to a composition from the album. It's called Jazz Poet, and this one is called Mean Streets. And I'm not sure if you can get this album in Canada or not. It's released on the Alpha label. And if I'm not mistaken, Alpha Records are based out of Japan. And you might try picking this one up in the import bin. But either way, this is Tommy Flanagan and the trio with Mean Streets. Thank you. That was music from Joshua Redman. Again, another featured track from the album, and that one was called, let me just look at my notes here, Can't Dance. And if that can get you up and dancing, all the better for you, because it's a beautiful day out today, and I can't think of anything better to play than Joshua Redman, and that's from his album Freedom in the Groove. Joshua is the featured artist this afternoon on the show. And on that album, we've got Peter Bernstein on guitar, Peter Martin on piano, Chris Thomas on bass, and Brian Blade on drums, recorded between April 10th and the 13th of 1996 at the Power Station in New York City. And we're going to hear more music from Joshua a little later on in the show, but right now, I'd like to play for you some music from flautist Steve Cajula and guitarist Peter Sprague. The name of the album is Heads, Hands, and Hearts, and it's from a label called Sonic Edge Records. We're going to listen to a composition called Rounded Corners, and this is a wonderful acoustic outing with flute and guitar, a beautiful duo between Steve and Peter, and I'll have you listen to this one. That was one of Clark Terry's favorite trumpet players, Tony Lugin, from his album Magic Circle, released on the Capri Records label. And we heard the title track. And like I said before, Clark Terry is very up on this young gentleman who's making quite a number of waves all over the place with his trumpet and flugelhorn playing. We're going to go back now to 1937 and listen to some Tommy Dorsey and his Clambake 7. And this one features Edith Wright on vocals. And we're going to listen to a composition called Nice Work If You Can Get It. And this one features one of my favorite drummers, Davy Tough. Johnny Mintz is on clarinet, Pee-wee Irwin on trumpet, Bud Freeman on tenor sax, Howie Smith on piano, and Carmen Mastrin on guitar. Rounding out the band, we've got Gene Traxler on bass. This was recorded in New York City, October 14th, 1937.
Imagine someone waiting at the cottage door. When two hearts become one, who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how?
Thank you.
there you have it. Music from fine guitarist Steve Kahn from a 1991 Blue Moon Records release entitled Let's Call This. We listened to a track called Buddy System featuring Ron Carter on bass and Al Foster with some beautiful drum work there. Right now I'd like to feature some music from Helen Merrill, and this one is called Swonderful.
Marvelous.
I was just reading the liner notes to this CD of Joshua Redman's, and I'm telling you, the man's got it all together. Not being prejudiced when it comes to different forms of music, and growing up in a family with his mother always listening to all types of music, quote-unquote jazz, pop, rock, classical, you name it. But when it all comes down to it, it's music, all in all. And when you start categorizing it, that's when it starts to break apart and segment, and it doesn't mean as much as it used to. And this album by Joshua Redman's Freedom in the Groove really puts everything together and puts everything into perspective. And we just heard a composition from the album called When the Sun Comes Down. And we're going to finish off the show this afternoon with more selections from this album that was produced by Matt Pearson in 1996. But before we get to that, I'd like to play for you a trumpet player slash flugelhornist by the name of Mark Morganelli. And this is from an album that he recorded called Five is Bliss. This song is called Happenin'. That was music from Mark Morganelli from his album Five is Bliss, and a composition entitled Happening. Well, as promised, we're going to go back to Joshua Redman's album Freedom in the Groove, and it's released on the Warner Brothers label, and we're going to finish off the show this afternoon with two compositions, first one being Shining Soul, One Shining Soul, and then we're going to wrap things up with Streams of Consciousness. Brian Blade on drums, Chris Thomas on bass, Peter Martin on piano, Pete Bernstein on guitar, and Joshua Redman handling tenor, alto, and soprano sax.
Thank you.
Music from Joshua Redman and One Shining Soul from his album Freedom in the Groove. And here we go with another composition from the album. This one's called Streams of Consciousness. Well, there you have it. Music from Joshua Redman. Next week, I'm going to be back with some more great jazz coming up in about 3-4 minutes time. We've got musical news from Germany, commentary, attitudes, and everything else in between with Ozzie Lowe. My name is Randy McElligott. See you next week. Bye for now.